The other night I went through my old Twitter account, which I haven't been through in years, and I started it in 2009, but I found some old ideas that I'd written back when in my early to mid 30s, and there was a time where I was trying to early social media, trying to gain some kind of traction or some sort of audience. There's a deliberateness in it. There's a little ideas that I had, and I was reading through them because I wanted to go through my Twitter and go, do I have stuff on there that I just don't want there anymore? So I read through them, and they actually gave me mild brain damage reading through my old ideas. I felt embarrassed for myself, but I also saw, like, good on you, Darby. There you go. You're trying ideas. You're trying your little poetic thoughts. Nearly none of them were resonating, but one in 50 made sense to me. And I went, oh, there you go. There's something good. And I felt like I was giving encouragement to this version of me 15 years ago, where I could see I was trying to stumble into something, trying to catch my voice, trying to catch that magic, and I wasn't quite getting it. And yeah, one in every 50 ideas would work, and it was like, and I was amazed that I just kept going. Like back then, I just kept going. I didn't care. No one was watching. And there's still only like 400 or less followers on that sort of vacant, unused Twitter account. And most of the ideas are still there. But yeah, I was amazed that I just kept going. That one in 50 gave me hope. The one in 50 good idea that I'd posted was like, I remember that going, that's a reason to keep going. And I still feel like that. I still feel like I've got to write a lot of crap just to get to a good idea. But maybe not 50 odd shit ideas to get to a good one. Now it's more like maybe one in every five or one in every 10, it actually works now, which is a better hit rate. I've just got more of an idea of, no, that's a waste of time. Don't go down that path. Don't open that door. And I've got a better sense now. But yeah, it was amazing going through old ideas that I'd totally forgotten about. And some of those ideas I still use today. Like there was one that I'd written back in 2009, my drunk self deeply regrets my sober decisions. And it's not the greatest idea, but I have used it. Like I've it's been that it's stuck around. And there's other ideas that have stuck around that have found themselves into my books. And I always wondered. I always thought at the age of 49, everything started to make sense because I built up this mulch heap of little ideas over years and years. And so I've got so many ideas and thoughts on life to draw from over a long period of time. And so it took decades to kind of build that mulch heap before it started to grow plants in the last few years, or grow something in the last few years. And because I remember a lot of people back in 2009, my age, were doing really well, like world-class comedians and stuff, my age and younger. They were writing like what I perceived to be hit after hit. I didn't know how they do it, but I don't know where they are now, but that wasn't my voice. My voice was kind of somewhere between poetry and comedy. Comedy hits, like a comedy logic idea, that's the stuff that works. And a lot of people who were doing well on Twitter back then were really good at it. And I wasn't. I was learning, and I could see myself learning. But yeah, the other night, reading through them all, it hurt my brain to read them all. The next day I woke up and I started doing my normal writing routine, and I couldn't. I was writing for 3 or 4 hours and I couldn't write anything because my brain was still tapping myself from that back in 2009 after I'd read those tweets that I'd made. And I felt stupid. I felt like I'd regressed and I'd gone back to who I was and that way of thinking. And yeah, it was back in 2012, like 3 years after I started Twitter, that I got a poem into Best Australian Poems, And I don't know if I would have kept going. I probably would have kept going, but part of me believes or thinks that maybe I would have given up if I wasn't accepted back then in Best Australian Poems. I just needed that one outsider committee editorship or whatever just to say, yes, we accept your thing as good. and then I was off. Then I was going, and that brought me energy to keep going, because it's hard to run on your own. Is this any good? And with no audience, like I had zero audience. Like, is this any good? I don't know. But I had this. I did have this weird self belief. I have this. At the time, I was thinking, I know I've got good ideas. I know they haven't found an audience, but I want to keep going. I'm going to keep going, even though no one's watching, no one likes the stuff. I'm going to keep going. It was kind of like this delusional self-belief, and I had to have it. But what I didn't know was that creativity isn't like a linear upward path. It can seem like it's flatlining for years, and then it will spike, like, just out of the blue. And so that first spike was 2012 with that someone else telling me that my stuff was good, the Best Australian Poems. And then 2013, I got into Best Australian Poems again. And that's when I started to think, I know how this works. I've got the formula down. And then that's when I started mucking up. 2014, when I submitted to Best Australian Poems, they said no. 15, 16, 17, they all said no. And that's when I just gave up submitting. But those first two early acceptances, well, not early, I was mid-30s, 36, 37, they were enough just to keep going, just to go, okay, someone else has said that I'm good at this, apart from myself, which was really helpful. And I know that it's kind of stupid to take on self-belief through other people cheering you on, but it was necessary. At the time, I was much younger. I didn't know what I was doing. I still kept going anyway, which I can't believe. But just those two acceptances were really helpful. And now I just don't believe in submitting stuff. I don't believe in a middleman to tell you if your stuff's good or not. Now I think if an audience likes it, that's all that matters. Or if I like it, that's all that matters. And after 2013, which was my last sort of accepted thing, then I started writing poetry just for myself, and ideas just for myself as medicine. Now I wasn't trying to search for an audience. I was writing because I was struggling with the repetition of life, the 9-to-5, and I'd go sit by the train tracks for 10 years from then just to write medicine for myself, because I noticed my favourite writers and misfits and sometimes even criminals would write these beautiful, wise things. I'd live life, and that was medicine for me. All of a sudden, I was hearing voices that from these other writers and other people and figures in society that was saying real stuff, and it was like a massive relief. And so I was writing now for just to create medicine. I was almost felt like I was, poetry was creating my own medicine or drugs, and it was amazing. And then I put together a book of poetry, and it was accepted by Melbourne University Press, which was huge luck back in 2019. And that was my first published book. And after that, I just started self-publishing. But yeah, that was the last time. But anyway, this whole Twitter thing, going back to going, I can't believe I stuck at it. There were no likes. No one liked anything. This is before I was making poetry as medicine for myself, when I was actually willfully, deliberately trying to find an audience back in my early 30s. When I was writing poetry or ideas for a different reason, I thought I had good ideas that I wanted to share, but none of it was working. Almost none of it was working. But yeah, that's what I love about creativity. It doesn't sometimes it can feel like you're not improving for years, and then all of a sudden it will spike. And it was that 2012-13 where I suddenly went up a level. I felt something inside me understands something that I did not understand before. And then I went through 10 years of that kind of barren wasteland of not plateau. I just plateaued. I felt like I was riding the same thing over and over. And it was back in 2022, more recently, I felt like something else clicked. It's like this mulch heap of ideas that I collected over years. And I felt like I'd went up a level again in my head. Like there was something more made sense. I don't know what, but things started. Yeah, there was another level. And then another year, 2023, the year later, I felt like I went up another level. And that was after, between 2012 and 2022, feeling like I was riding the same old crap over and over, and then feeling myself go up twice over two consecutive years, and everything started to make sense. And it was like life had said to me, Darby, you've done your apprenticeship, you've done your 30-year apprenticeship of writing and coming up with ideas for no one. Now I'm going to let you in on the secret. Now I'm going to show you how it works. And suddenly everything I was writing, it suddenly started it had a clarity that wasn't there before. It had a humor and a funniness and maybe a strange wisdom that wasn't there before. And I don't know what it was. Maybe I'd suffered more. Maybe I'd enjoyed life more. Maybe I'd just lived more. I feel like you don't need to live to get good ideas. You just got to exist through the boring parts of yourself for years, and then suddenly things make sense. And that's what I love about this strange. It's giving yourself over to something else. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review on Spotify or Apple or even a comment on YouTube, I'd love it.